One of the great things about all of us being out here in California is the ability to hang with the guys from all the shows all together. And last night, we were able to do that again. Junes has a favorite sushi spot.
Well, it's probably his spot because he's been there the most, but I do love that spot also.
It's very good. The sushi there is very good.
It really is.
And I do enjoy sushi. And we go there the 3 years that I've been coming out here with you guys. We've gone there, and I know he's been going there for forever. And it's that same lady that's there every year. I guess she owns it maybe, but she's always there. And
he called and made a reservation because he was asking around if
like 10
everybody
or 11
wanted
of us.
To go. So it was 11 of us. He made reservations for 10. And when we walked in, it's a tiny spot. It's not big at all. They do have some outside seating, but it looks like that thing can hold a capacity of like 30 to 35 people tops.
Right.
So we made the reservation and table in the back and the left, where we usually sit anyway, had his name on it. Reservation for Craig.
Nice.
So he felt like he was special in that place. I know. It's very fancy. But, yeah, I love that spot. It was a bit of a slow run yesterday.
It was. It took
him
a while.
They may have had only one guy back there making food for the entire restaurant, but that didn't take away how good it is. That was lovely.
And you got to think, I mean, with 11 of us, we all ordered two rolls, if not more, probably.
Right.
And working hard on that, but man, it's so good. That lobster dynamite roll is so good.
It is the best.
So good.
Well, some hardcore sports going on at my end of the table. I sat next to George, and Bob sat next to him at the head of the table, and they were breaking it down. I heard some cover threes and blitzes and all that. It was hardcore sports happening.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on the other end, next to me, because on the other side of me was Kat, and across from me was Corby.
Yeah.
They had some hardcore Ozzy Osbourne talk going on in the middle. So I was conflicted. Talk sports
or Ozzy.
Talk Ozzy.
And then it just evolves into colossal amounts of debauchery.
Yeah, of course it does.
Yeah.
But that's just expected.
And it's really cool
because
the downtown Ventura area is incredibly walkable. It's gorgeous. It's by the time it gets later in the evening, it's not even 70. I mean, it's upper 60s, so it's chilly. You're walking around, and there's a variety of different bars. There's breweries. There's eateries. There's all kinds of things. And to me, I've always thought that's interesting. I don't know what the population of Ventura is. Maybe it's bigger than I think, but it feels like there's a ton of stuff to do, really walkable in that area for not a massive population.
And the only thing that's a bit different in this town is that when you walk around or you're in an establishment, let's just say you're at the bar and you're having a couple of pops, somebody will walk in with a bucket of flowers.
Yes.
And walk through to see if you want to buy them. And I've never seen that happen before in Dallas.
No.
They'll get you outside when you're walking down the street or whatever.
I mean,
never,
it's everywhere you are.
Yeah. Never walking in just to walk around to see if you want it. That tripped me out the first time I saw it.
Yeah. It happened yesterday when we were at that one beer bar later on, which, by the way, was not my suggestion. Before everybody's like, oh, of course you went to a beer bar.
I mean, you went to a few before you met up with us.
But then after sushi, I walked to go to a brewery that I wanted because I wanted to see if they had something I wanted to get, which they did because I got this little zip-up hoodie. And then I walked up the hill and met you guys at that place that you were already at. And somebody walked in when we were at Fluid.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy just walked in with a bucket of flowers.
Yeah, roses.
It's kind of weird going to a bunch of dudes thinking they want to buy some flowers.
Well, there was a group around the bar from us that was men and women, and they always go over there to see, like, hey, do you want to buy one for the ladies?
There was a guy next to us who had his wife and a couple of young kids.
Yeah.
And there's no way he wanted to buy flowers.
No. And I wonder in this day and age if people like that have harder luck because it's not like he had something to take a card. I don't think you can just, like, it's probably got to be cash only. Like, you get two roses for $10 or whatever it is. I don't know. I'm just making, I don't know what the cost is, but.
Yeah, and I don't want to ask how much it is because I feel that he will.
He'll tell you, I'm sure.
Yeah, he'll tell me, but
he'll probably expect me to buy
them.
Right. Let me get a couple, and he's like, okay, and then he tells you however much it is, and maybe people are like, I just have a 20, just here, take it, whatever.
Maybe that is the case, but.
It could be, yeah. It's really interesting, but man, it is so walkable here, and I know Bob and Gordon, after sushi last night, went and they walked back to the hotel, which is like a mile and a half, maybe a little over that, back to the hotel. But you're walking right by the beach, and there's this really cool path, because I went for a run yesterday down that path where it goes from the pier, the Ventura Pier, all the way back down to the hotel, and it's just the Pacific Ocean is right there and the dunes and everything, and man, it's just such a trip to see on one side of you palm trees, beach dunes, and the Pacific Ocean, and on the other side of you mountains in the distance.
And they have some streets blocked off downtown Ventura so you can walk. Yeah. You can drive through.
It's very walkable.
And they have the tables to some restaurants in the middle of the street. Now, I will admit, I am not the one to eat outside. But in this area, it's almost a little too chilly to eat at nighttime.
It's outside. A little cool.
It
yeah.
gets.
Especially for us, coming from where we're from, man, this is just, it's winter.
I mean, it's what it feels like, deep fall for sure.
It's crazy, but it's true.
Then the meal that we had on Monday night at the team dinner was one of those that wasn't a bad outside meal.
Yeah,
because
no,
you're not
gorgeous.
Dealing with insects.
No.
You're not trying to
There's
shoot
no
a fly
humidity
away
here.
From you. Yeah. And pretty much everyone else, if you ask them the opportunity to eat inside or outside, they're definitely saying outside. Like inside is almost
yeah, because it's so
the
beautiful.
Place that's not happening.
And even if you do eat inside, pretty much every place here, it's open air. Like they just open up giant windows, and so you're not technically outside, but you're getting the natural air anyway, because that's what they do here since it's 70 degrees at most.
So in years past, on Wednesday nights, we've been going down to Malibu to Cafe Habana that had it's a restaurant during the day, and it just turns into a karaoke bar late into the night. And it is something to see, man, because we've seen celebrities in there just hanging. It was the spot. And then I do think that COVID had an effect on that, and they hadn't brought it back. But we do have a P1 chef who works at Cafe Habana. He texted me last night. Hey, man, you guys want to come down? Just let me know. And I was thinking about it. Then he said, yeah, it'll probably start around 10.
Good Lord, no.
I know. And that's that's the one.
There's no
and
way.
That's at the very beginning. It doesn't.
Yeah, because that's close to an hour down the road.
Yeah. It'll take about an hour or so to get there. But, you know, at 10 o'clock, it's barely starting. It's about 12:30 to when it gets really going.
Oh,
and it's really
God.
Packed.
There's no way.
That. You have to go, oh, man, the time. If that thing happened a little bit early, I would go because we could eat,
yeah,
hang out, do a song, and then come back. But
there's no way.
I don't know. Just think about it. Think on it.
I already know. I can't function on that little sleep. I already did it once this week. I can't handle that again. Yeah, but, man, it's such a cool area. There's a lot of fun things to do. I think Killer and I are going to hit another brewery or two today, and that's what's a trip. I mean, it's as you get further west, you tend to see this a little bit with the craft beer world, but the amount of breweries, because this is I just looked it up. Ventura is a city of about 100,000 people, and the amount of breweries that are in this area just for that city, there's got to be 15, 17 breweries just in Ventura.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bunch around this area.
And then even if you just get outside, Oxnard, you're still
Yeah,
just,
Oxnard has a couple.
Right.
You know, and once you go up towards Santa Barbara, there's a few up in Santa Barbara as well. But just Ventura alone, I bet there's 15 in Ventura. And it's crazy. You wouldn't think that for a town of 100,000 that you would have that many. But there's several different breweries, and a lot of them are just super walkable. Like, oh, just walk over there. There's one over there in that corner, one over there in that corner. It's really awesome.
How many have you been to that's in the area?
I've been to all of them except for like two or three, I think, over the last couple of years.
Right.
I've pieced it together. Killer and I went to one yesterday that we hadn't gone to, and we're going to go to one this afternoon that I haven't been to yet. And there's a couple others that, like, once you start getting down the highway, like Camarillo and some of those other Thousand Oaks, the further that you go down, there's more, of course. But in this immediate area of Ventura, I've been to, I think, all of them but two now. I like to get out and about and explore.
Yeah, of course.
And Killer likes to do it as well, so we have little Matt and Killer dates.
Such an easy vibe down here to where when you come every single year, a lot of people think, man, I could live here. I could retire here. And then sometimes you go, I don't know. It feels like it's a little slow for my taste. I'm a city boy, and I'm used to the action, and I feel like action is too far away from here. Like, I'd have to hop in a car or hop in a ride share and go 45 minutes for the action that I need.
It
and
is
I love the walkability
chill.
Of this.
It is
super chill, but it feels like more vacation chill than me chilling forever.
I mean, it really is. If you've ever seen Point Break, like the Bodie character from Patrick Swayze. It's like half the dudes here are that guy.
Yeah, that restaurant is off the PCH.
Yeah,
we've been
right.
Neptune's
yeah,
Net. Yeah, we've been there a couple times.
Yeah, I mean that's that. It's that man. You see these dudes that are just like, "What's up, brah?" You know, like, man, I'm from Dallas. Wild man, it's cool, brah. I'm gonna go surf, man.
Yeah, I'll see you later. You know, the waves are calling me. Yeah, that's
it's
exactly
crazy.
How it, is.
It is. It's a trip, dude. And it's funny. Last night when I was walking from the brewery I was at to meet you guys, I saw the Cowboys bus with the star on it, and it's just sitting there. And I could see them inside because the lights were on, and they were going to go to this seafood restaurant called Lure. And they can't pull right up to the restaurant because that part of the street's blocked off. So they're right there, and they're about to get off. And I'm walking. And I see this group is probably a group of 10 to 15 people. And you hear the whispers like, is that the Dallas Cowboys? Well, yeah, that's the star. Who do you think's on it? And so then the door is open and Jerry steps off and people go, dude, that's Jerry Jones. No way. That's Jerry Jones. That's Jerry Jones. So Steven's with them, Jerry Jr. They're all, you know, the family. It's the craziest thing. This group of people immediately goes over to Jerry, who, of course, is – I turn around as I'm walking away, and he's taking pictures and everything, and Steven and Jerry Jr., nobody want to talk to him.
It's like the walk-off from the press conference here. Everyone crowded around Jerry, and everyone else left.
I know, man. I almost wanted to run over to Steven, like, I'll talk to you, man. I'm sorry.
It's almost like you could get a – black car to take you around. Why take the bus?
You know why.
Okay, yes, the visibility.
He wanted, when he stepped in, he was wearing a bright blue cowboy blazer. He wanted, when he stepped off, he wanted
to be recognized.
And he was, and he got multiple pictures, probably signed some autographs. I just thought that was, I don't know why, I guess, because we're around it all the time, but to see, I mean, these people were freaking out as soon as he stepped off the bus.
Of course, of course.
That was kind of funny.
That's the cowboy bus. They get around. They'll go down the street in that dang bus.
Oh, no doubt.
It is always rolling around.
Yes.
All right, lunchtime with the invasion is wrapping up.